Space Rover, Short 1, Stuck, Audio Version.
Such a waste, being stuck in space. Adrift as I am, as is the case, I would surely embrace being any other place. Some more of substance, some more of taste, and so I make haste through these immeasurable wastes.
Now there's an opening worthy of my majesty.
And here I was, having a nice evening.
Only because I was switching on autopilot to dodge those comets.
I will have you know I'm an excellent driver.
You barely get by without smashing your side sensors. In space, where everything is typically several kilometers away from each other in all directions.
Empty space is boring. It's far more entertaining to get up close and personal.
That family commuter ship certainly seemed to appreciate you jumping right in front of the flight path.
And how else are they going to read my bumblestickle?
I think the wife literally fainted.
It is a very funny bumblestickle.
The dog hopped into the airlock shaft.
They should keep it on a lead, then.
They did. That's how they were able to pull it back in and slam the door.
Why are you even complaining? I thought a chaos gremlin such as yourself would appreciate the spectacle.
I might, if the bumper sticker was actually funny, not looking at Uranus.
What? You can actually see Uranus! It's right over there!
Well, yes, because that is where we are heading.
And who's driving got us there?
Mine. You're going to take that left at Neptune before I surreptitiously intervened.
Well, there you have it. I was going to take the back route and skip the traffic. It is your fault those chumps nearly hit us.
Warning. Space junk cluster in flight path. Collision detection error. Center coordinates 34x26x15.
Oh, come on! I didn't hit anything. As usual, I might add.
It wasn't the ship that collided, it was me.
Is that why you are sticking straight out of the front console?
Quite.
Well, pull yourself out. You're blocking the readouts.
I was in interface mode. I shouldn't have even clipped through.
Enough excuses. Move it!
I can't. I think I am still in interface mode. I'm solid.
Peter, wake up. Hologram's wrecking the ship again.
Please state the nature of your latest emergency.
My lower half has materialized within the control panel.
It never was your better half.
Nevertheless, could you get him unstuck so that I can perhaps actually steal the ship?
Computer, set hologram to power save mode. Try stepping out now.
I can move now, at least, but I saw it flickering if I stretch out too far.
Where is your emitter?
Somewhere between the steering column and the fuel injector, I think. I can't move out of here if it's stuck in there.
It must have slipped through a gap in the front panel. I will try and reach in and grab it. Aha! Got it.
Careful! That tickles!
Pull him out of there and out of my face.
Collision detection error. Center coordinates 38x21x19. Particles emeshed.
Well, good news, bad news time.
Bad news.
I now also appear to be stuck. Hologram is back to interface mode, and my arm is enmeshed inside of his being.
And the good news? Beyond having your arm through my innards?
I managed to clear out a twinge in that arm. Lubricant buildup in my elbow servo.
Great. Now you have mutually become the blob.
We are still distinct beings, sir.
Yeah, I'm the fun one and he's the dull one.
You're the obstructive one. Both of you. I can barely see where we're headed.
Warning. Approaching asteroid. Collision imminent.
Well, what should I do? The steering column is stuck in hologram sternum, and the tilt joystick is jammed under your ribcage.
I do not, in fact, have ribs. My chest cavity is actually where my...
Not the time, Peter. The brake pedal has become shaped rather oddly like hologram's ankles. I can neither steal nor stop the ship.
Hey, I noticed that the trickle isn't blocked.
That might just have been the best idea you've ever had.
I have my moments. 1 to 12 times a day. 14 on Sundays.
Warning. Additional incoming asteroid detected.
Reload and round 2.
You know, that is really going to rub off the varnish.
That may be just what we need. Captain, hit the accelerator as hard as you can.
You want me to go faster?
I want you to go pedal to the metal.
But why?
We have got to stop moving somehow.
I think you must have flunked out in basic physics.
Unchecked acceleration will flood the engines and cause them to overload.
Warning. Additional incoming asteroid detected.
Funny. I was never that good at the arcade version of this.
More debris is good. War it now.
I don't know why I trust you, but... the ship is... glowing.
Engines disabled. Status. Underway. Not making way.
If we had done that in the void of space, our momentum would have been carried due to the lack of friction. But as long as we are in the dust cloud, the pushback from each tiny speck would slowly counter our propulsion.
But doesn't that mean we are now dead in the middle of the Uranus space lane?
Space is vast. What could possibly hit us?
Whoa!
Make way!
Collision detection error. Center coordinates 32 by 26 by 13.
We were flung free of the console. But Captain, are you okay?
Yeah, but who the hell slammed into us?
Incoming hail.
Hey, you again! What the hell do you think you're doing in the middle of the lane? My wife only just recovered from your last stunt! I never want to see your anus around here again, Bozo!
Pedal, go swap insurance details. I need to lie down.
Well, I certainly can't. Now I'm stuck in the floor.
Isn't it pronounced Uranus?
Captain James was played by Hamish Wilson. Malcolm Wilson played Peter Gansley, while Graham Wilson played Hologram. The Angry Driver was played by Ian Wilson. The head writer was Graham Wilson, with Hamish Wilson as head editor and Malcolm Wilson as director. The series was written using LibreOffice Writer, and the music, audio effects, and general editing were completed by Malcolm Wilson using Audacity. Space Rover is a Linux-powered project, hosted by Achilles.org, mirrored on the Internet Archive and YouTube, while distributed in free and non-patented OGG Vorbis, Opus, and FLAC formats. Special thanks to Grant Naylor Productions and Douglas Adams for the series inspiration, as well as the venerable Land Rover car manufacturer. Copyright 2013 through 2025 Malcolm Wilson Multimedia. Dual license under the GFDL and CCBY-SA copy lands. Usage attribution available on the Space Rover website at https://iccul.us.org/mwm/rover.